conflict is, I guess, a fact of life. Some of it's unavoidable, but a lot of it could be avoided with a simple change in thinking, a change of mind, as it were. Hi, I'm Bertie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. A little while back, my wife and I moved from a house into an apartment complex. Now, apartments, of course, are smaller than houses, and what's more, they're much closer together. And that means that people are living in much closer proximity to one another, giving rise to issues of noise, how people behave, their pets, and all sorts of other things that come into play because of this closer proximity. So it's been interesting to see how that process has unfolded as new families like us have moved into the complex. Some talk a lot about their rights, and of course they do have a right to peace and quiet, not that the place is all that noisy, mind you. It seems to me that the trick here is striking a balance between what I'm entitled to and what others are entitled to. And part of that, I think, is learning to lose, learning not to get your way, learning to not get what you think that you're entitled to, and learning to do that with a good heart. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 8. In your life together, think the way Christ Jesus thought. He was like God in every way, but he didn't think that his being equal with God was something to use for his own benefit. Instead, he gave up everything, even his place with God. He accepted the role of a servant, appearing in human form. During his life as a man, he humbled himself by being fully obedient to God, even when that caused his death, death on a cross. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Just that one passage of scripture is so powerful. Wrapping your heart around it, learning to live it, well, that involves going a whole bunch deeper with God. It involves letting the Holy Spirit write His word on your heart. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some in-depth teaching from God's word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.